cobra, Bhujangasana. Start by lying on the mat on your belly. Turn your head to one side and take a moment to relax the shoulders and to soften the belly. And then begin to activate the legs by walking the heels away from the hips. Place the tops of the feet on the floor, hip-width apart, and see if you can evenly press the toes, big toe to little toe, into the floor. Bring the forehead to the floor. Place the palms on the floor. Bend the elbows and bring the palms of the hands so the fingertips are in line with the nipples of your breasts. The forearms should be perpendicular to the floor. And now bring the elbows close to the body. Spread the fingers wide, pressing the base of each finger into the floor. Bring your awareness into your lower belly. Begin to press the pubis and the sacrum together and toward your heels. On the next in-breath, keeping the back of the neck long, using only the muscles of your back, begin to lift your torso away from the floor. See how far you can lift using just the muscles of your back, drawing the shoulder blades down the back and into the body. On the next exhale, keep the spine long as you return the torso to the floor. Repeat this action 2 more times. Lifting away from the floor on an in-breath, releasing to the floor on an out-breath. Breathe in and lift yourself away from the floor 1 more time. On the next exhale, begin to press into the palms, and without moving the palms, isometrically draw the palms toward your hips. Breathing in, begin to lengthen the arms and lift more of your upper body away from the floor. The shoulder blades draw deep into the body, supporting the expansion of the heart and the spine. The elbows continue to stay close to the body and reach towards the heels. Continue to explore this posture breath by breath, lengthening the spine on an in-breath, engaging the support of the shoulder blades as you open the front body on an out-breath. Keep the back of the neck long. The muscles that move pubis and sacrum stay engaged and active. If you feel any sharp pain in the lower back, lower yourself to a point where the pain subsides and work at that level, building strength until you are able to move further. When you are ready to release, begin to lower your body back to the floor, reaching out through the crown of the head. And turn your head to the other side. Bend the elbows and stack the palms one on top of the other and rest the head on the hands. Relax the body. Let the breath flow freely. And feel the changes within your body as you fully release Bhujangasana, the cobra. After several breaths, if you still feel tension in your lower back, lift up into table position and then reach the hips back to the heels, coming into Garbhasana, the child, keeping the arms lengthened in front of you but soft. Stay here for a few breaths.